This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry here with Farai Jadeo. And, you know, out in the heartland, the anger is at a fever pitch over the $165 million bonuses paid to AIG executives, a company that's already received $170 billion in federal bailout money because AIG is too big to fail. Well, it's not too big to be an enormous target for people who are throwing all kinds of insults. And I mean, Senator Grassley yesterday was, talking about executives committing suicide, that sort of thing. But at least there are some lawmakers who we can rely upon to focus on this in a mature, measured manner, really looking for a policy solution as a way out of this AIG mess. Here's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
When a child breaks his curfew, he should get grounded. When someone commits a crime, he should be punished. And when an employee brings his company and our economy to the brink, he's not rewarded with multi-million dollar bonuses paid by the taxpayers.
Thank you, Senator Reid. So AIG is grounded. That will work. Our friend Todd Zwillick from Capital News Connection has been watching all of this reaction and joins us now from Washington. AIG grounded. Well, I'm relieved. Hi, Todd.
Hi, John. Grounded, right, to the tune of, well, we'll see how much of that $165 million they get back.
Well, this has become an opportunity all of a sudden for lawmakers who really have talked in vague generalities about the stimulus package and all of this economic policy to really focus on some vengeful finger pointing. Take us through all of the events and all of the photo ops yesterday. It seems like lawmakers were climbing over themselves to get in front of the cameras on this one.
Yeah, well, finger pointing is exactly right. You don't have enough fingers on both your hands to count all of the fingers that were pointed yesterday in every direction. Where do you start? Republicans, of course, pointing at Treasury and the White House and Tim Geithner and the president. How could you not have known? You've been dealing with AIG so long, and you've gone through three rounds of bailouts to the tune of $170 billion and 30 more billion due to come soon, by the way. How could you not have known they had these contracts, and at least contractually, they had to pay out these businesses? You had Democrats, of course, and Republicans pointing at AIG. You had senators saying, well, if you'd accepted my amendment during the stimulus debate, none of this would have ever happened because I had an amendment that would have already taxed these bonuses or made them impossible. They pointed at Chris Dodd. You stripped out my amendment. And Dodd said, pointed back at Treasury. Well, Treasury knew about this. They didn't oppose the amendment, and it's Treasury's fault. And then, of course, you had Chuck Grassley pointing at a couple people and Chuck Grassley pointing at the press saying, yes, I said what I said about ritual suicide, but you should be smart enough to know rhetoric when you hear it. So he pointed back at the press. Everybody's pointing in every direction, and some people saying you should have listened to me all along. Take a listen to Senator John McCain, a former Republican presidential candidate who was running for the highest office in the land right around the time of the first AIG bailout. Listen to this.
We shouldn't have bailed them out to start with. I opposed. I was on the record during the campaign. They asked me, and the first bailout was from the Fed, and they asked me. I was on one in the morning business shows. I said, don't bail them out. So now we're thrashing around trying to find ways to take it back. If we hadn't bailed them out, they wouldn't have gotten the bonuses.
Well, I don't know if that I told you so is going to work for the GOP. It seems to me the main event is the Democrats really going after AIG and coming up with some sort of policy to really take those bonuses away. Is this a political disgust real and likely to actually result in a clawback?
Well, Congress is moving so fast on this now, and I think it is likely to result in some kind of clawback, and here's why. There are a lot of members in Congress who voted for various parts of stimulus, bailout, and all of the different incarnations and steps that it's taken, John, over the last many months to close to a year. And, of course, bailouts aren't very popular with the public right now, and then they're especially unpopular. You get to disgust when you see these things like bonuses going out to companies that are on the federal dole. In AIG's case, to the tune of federal control of 80% of the company.
Right.
That really disgusts people. Well, lawmakers are sensitive to that.
What's
Even
going on
if
with
they
Grassley?
Knew about these contracts or should have known, why are they going nuts right now?
I mean, what's
because
going on
they
with
realize
Grassley?
How upset their constituents are.
What is going on with the Iowa senator? I mean, what's going on with him?
Oh,
I mean,
Chuck
his
Grassley,
disgust
well,
is like crazy.
Chuck, so you're referring back to, of course, his comments that AIG executives should either apologize or commit suicide. A little over the top, Chuck Grassley has a long and lovely history of saying really hyperbolic things when he gets worked up. Someday I'll collect a whole bunch of tape and send it to you, John, and we can have a whole half-hour show about it, some of the things that Chuck Grassley says. But hey, he didn't stop yesterday when he came to the microphones to up his disgust meter over the AIG, over the AIG debacle and the bonuses. Here's what he had to say. Listen to this one.
From my standpoint, it's irresponsible for corporations to give bonuses at this time when they're so sucking the tit of the taxpayer. We need to make sure that we move along to give an ethic to corporate America.
Wow. Right. You can't go wrong with that.
In all fairness, Chuck Grassley is a farmer, or at least was before he became a politician, so that might not be quite as blue as it sounds for a senator.
I think then that the proper word would be teat, but I will not parse all of his words. Instead, I will parse the media sphere, and the president is going to go on 60 Minutes on Sunday. Now, he was criticized a bit for doing the talk show circuit and going out and doing the full court press face-to-face in California. 60 Minutes is a place where we recently saw Bernanke. What are we going to see? I mean, you know, rather than asking you to use your crystal ball, what do you think the president is going to message, and what do people want him to message based on what we hear from both Congress and from real folks?
Well, I don't think there's any question that the president has some explaining to do, and I don't mean that in the sense that the White House has necessarily done anything wrong that are mistakes. I think when I say he has some explaining to, they've made some big, risky, bold moves because they think the economy needs big, bold moves because it's in trouble. And there are a lot of things that to the naked eye look like big mistakes, like the most obvious one, sending $170 billion to a company and not knowing that they had contracts to pay $1 million up to $6.6 million bonuses to their executives.
Right. Or pretending not to know.
Or pretending not to know, and maybe that eventually rests on Tim Geithner. You know, we should go back and say that one prominent senator came close yesterday, didn't actually say the words, but came close to suggesting that Geithner should resign.
I mean, he's on the hot seat. You've got Liddy on the hot seat. What's happening with him? He's the AIG CEO. And then we've got all these legislative issues, including Schumer talking about taxing just the AIG bonus employees.
And he's not the only one. There are clawback tax proposals flying around the hill here so fast. Some people in the Senate are talking about clawback taxes of up to 90%, 91% of the bonuses. Somebody in the House yesterday suggested 100%. Nancy Pelosi ordered her lieutenants in Ways and Means and the leadership to come back with a proposal by the end of the week. And Schumer and Harry Reid say they're going to have something by the end of the week if AIG doesn't pay back within 24 or 48 hours. So they're serious about this. And I think the seriousness goes back to what we said before, real quickly, John. It's the fact that lawmakers aren't stupid. Whether they knew about these contracts or should have known, they know how disgusted their constituents are. So all of the outrage, boy, when was the last time you saw them act so fast on anything? It's because they know how upset people are about it.
Todd, really quickly, what has the $170 billion bought taxpayers? Is that enough to mitigate the anger over the millions in bonuses?
Well, that is exactly what the president has to explain on 60 Minutes and in the in-between, if you want to know. What has it bought them? I think that the president would say it has bought them the at least continued life of AIG, which everybody says is, quote, too big to fail. Maybe the president will explain exactly what too big to fail means and why they feel they need to keep AIG a member of the Walking Dead, a zombie corporation at this point. I don't know that I know the answer to that, but I'll bet you the president has to answer it.
The challenge is kind of interesting, Todd. I mean, do you say AIG has to survive? Is that better to explain on Leno, or is that better to explain on 60 Minutes? Todd Zwillick, thanks so much for helping to explain all the finger-pointing, which has become a ritual.
Oh, my pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Capital News Connection, down in Washington for us. For all you need.
needs to know. Go, go, Dobbs Willock.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.